Backyard chicken keeping is gaining momentum in Anchorage. That's largely due to an assembly ordinance that passed back in April. Now that chicken owners can be more open about their lifestyle choice, we can get a peek into what it's like to raise poultry in an urban environment, or at least as urban as it gets in Alaska. APRN's Heather Arono has the story.
I'm in Peggy Wilcox and Teo Graber's backyard in downtown Anchorage. I'm standing in front of what is called a chicken tractor, a small chicken coop with wheels for easy mobility. To Teo, it's not just a coop, it's a lovingly constructed masterpiece. The windows have custom-made trim, and the roosting box is easily cleaned because of the drawer that Teo installed. Now it's time for a treat, a mix of seeds and barley called chicken scratch that the birds love to eat. Peggy and Teo have had their chickens for 2 months now. They decided to embrace the chicken-keeping lifestyle after the Anchorage Assembly passed an ordinance allowing residents to keep up to 5 chickens.
And it was just something, because we could do it after the Assembly passed the ordinance, when they were talking about passing the ordinance, it's like, wow, I bet it'd be fun to have chickens. Because we'd try to buy local eggs, and they weren't always available at Nusagaya or at Alaska Mill and Feed, and we didn't feel like driving to the valley. So we were talking about it once the Assembly started talking about it, and then as soon as they passed it, Teo built this great chicken tractor. And we went and got some chickens, and it's actually been really, really fun.
Originally put off at the thought of naming chickens that they might end up eating, they found a compromise.
We didn't know what to name the chickens. We were a little nervous about naming them because we were afraid that eventually we wouldn't end up eating them. So we named them after food. The white one was the spunkiest one when they got here, so she became the General Zhao. And then the 3 golden comets are stewed, fried, and baked.
And you can tell them apart fairly easily?
No, they're kind of collectively stewed, fried, and baked. If we spent more time with them, I'm sure we could tell them apart, but we don't so much. We just refer to them generally as chickens.
They like their chickens so much that they want to keep an eye on their coop, even away from the house.
We have a chicken cam. It is a remote camera, so we can actually watch them from inside or listen to them, make sure the dog's not going after them.
With so many Alaskans like Peggy and Teo who want to keep chickens, the UAF Cooperative Extension Service holds workshops called Chicken University. Stephen Brown teaches the workshops around Alaska. He covers how to house and care for chickens properly, which can be more complicated than a lot of people think.
The big thing is making sure people know what they're getting into, because it's more than just buying a bird.
But he says people shouldn't let the potential startup costs intimidate them.
We jokingly like to say that any good Alaskan has enough stuff in their front yard to properly keep chickens if you're clever enough.
Brown got started teaching the Chicken University workshop when he noticed an increased interest in raising chickens in Alaska. But he also noticed that a lot of people didn't have much information to start with, and some were being taken advantage of.
What really triggered my most recent interest is we saw where guaranteed laying hens were being advertised for $100, and people were buying them.
Certain varieties of chicken can run into the hundreds, but it's more common to find laying hens available for $15 to $20, or even for free. Brown says people choose to raise chickens for a variety of reasons.
People realize that in Alaska, we're at the end of the food chain, and if something interrupts that, we're in trouble. So keeping chickens is a way of having food security. Another reason is people want to know where their food is coming from.
Brown says that while there has been a definite increased interest in raising chickens in Anchorage, not much has changed since the ordinance passed 2 months ago.
I haven't seen a big increase since that ordinance went through, which kind of tells me that people that wanted to keep chickens were already keeping chickens.
While Peggy and Teo did wait until it was legal to keep their chickens, they don't see a reason for people to wait anymore.
And it's what, 10, 15 square feet? It's what, 4 feet tall? Takes up very little room. It's fun. You get to have chickens around, and you get fresh eggs. There's really no downside that we've seen.
For APRN, this is Heather Arono.
Stephen Brown will be teaching his Chicken University workshop tonight at 7 at the Alaska Zoo in Anchorage as part of their Summer Nights at the Zoo series. And you can keep an eye on Peggy and Teo's chickens by going to chickenbungalow.com. APRN will also have a link on the alaskapublic.org site.